Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Hey, it's Heath Mulliken, and welcome to Episode 17 of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. It is April 10th, 2018. Lots going on today. First of all, let me remind you about our great sponsors at SOS Custom Tees. If you go right now and like their Facebook page, SOS Custom Tees, you're going to be entered into their monthly contest. Every month, they throw all those names into a hat. They pick a winner. You could win a t-shirt. You could win a signed picture. You could win a DVD. You could win a decal. Lots of different prizes. And then at the end of the year, there's going to be a grand prize winner where you get a special night out with the Sons of Steel and Mark Whitman and I, the host of the Double Dropkick Show. So go like their page now, SOS Custom Tees on Facebook. Also check them out, soscustomtees.com, where you can get all the official merchandise for the Double Dropkick Show. So on this week's episode, first of all, I'm going to have reactions to the WrestleMania reactions. I'm going to give you results from Trans-South Wrestling a few weeks ago, results from APW, results from EWF this past weekend, and then we're going to look ahead at shows this weekend in South Carolina, PWX and PCW. And then on Behind the Scenes this week, for our patrons, which you can sign up for at patreon.com/doubledropkick, I'm going to talk about how WrestleMania week was a little bit of a networking opportunity for lots of people. I'm going to tell you about a new streaming service that is going to be launching here very soon. I'm going to talk about maybe some roster shakeups coming for some Carolina's promotions. So you make sure if you become a patron, if you become a patron, you get access to all the past behind-the-scenes episodes, all the Carrie's Corners with Mark Whitman, lots of other stuff that we do. Plus, we do a giveaway every month with our patrons. Austin Robbs just won a signed picture of Ron Simmons that I'm going to be delivering to him hopefully this weekend. So it's just a lot of fun. You get into a private Facebook group where we just, you know, talk about a lot of different things. So let me talk about my reactions to the WrestleMania reactions. Mark Whitman and I were scheduled to record this Thursday. He has a work commitment, so we won't be able to record. I don't want to share all my thoughts on WrestleMania because I do want to save that for when Mark and I can get together. I've written down a lot of things. What I just want to talk about is just the broad range of people's reactions to the broad range of reactions to WrestleMania. Sorry, there was a comment here that I have no idea what it means. So anyway, there were people, you know, I'm talking about Twitter, Facebook. There were some people very early in this show calling it the worst WrestleMania ever. I don't think anybody called it the best. Some people called it one of the best. I think there were definitely one or two matches that could be considered all-time classics. I think definitely the Charlotte Asuka match was great. The mixed tag team match was great. But I think there's so many people, like, why can't stuff just kind of be in the middle? Like, for me personally, a day removed, I think I would give WrestleMania a B. Solid B. Right there in the middle. For me, it was entertaining. I sat through the whole thing. I would give it a B. It wasn't an A show. It certainly wasn't like a D or an F. But I just feel like our society, it's like that with movies. It's like that with everything. We've talked about this before. But just people's reaction, like people who love wrestling, people who people who love wrestling, but yet all their comments about wrestling, in particular WWE, you would think they hated wrestling. And I didn't watch a lot of the build to WrestleMania because I watch WrestleMania. I watch other wrestling on Mondays. I do other things on Mondays. But there are a lot of people, I'm canceling that work. I can't believe, so anyway, it's just this weird thing, people's reaction to stuff. Did anybody notice that there were not that much fans there? Ben, the building was sold out. Every crowd shot. Words from people who were there. The place was packed. The place was absolutely packed. There at the Superdome. Packed. So I don't know what you're thinking that there's not people at WrestleMania. I do think that there are, I do think that there's definitely, as far as Raw and things like that, I do think, people don't, in that, and it's not just live events with wrestling. Thank you, Boomer. People will be better off. People would be better off when they realize their opinion doesn't mean anything. Sorry, I'm trying to just take care of a little business here. So just give me just a moment here. Let's see here. Here we go. Sorry about that. Had to deal with a troll there. So, and I had to deal with a lot of trolls, Saturday night too. There was so much going on wrestling, Ben. I hear what you're saying. WrestleCon a lot more interesting. Listen, WrestleMania week has become this huge, it has become this just huge, huge, huge thing. And kudos to all the other companies that take advantage of that. However, tons of worker marks there. Yeah. I mean, so you have, to me, it would be interesting. I'm still waiting to get attendance figures from like a lot of the smaller shows. Some of them, 1,000 plus tickets. I mean, I think for the WrestleCon Super Show, they had 1,200 plus, maybe 1,400 plus. By their standards, a huge crowd. Then you had some shows, 500-600. Then you had Style Battle, which I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday night. 50 people, and it was main evented by Matt Riddle. That's one thing. You got some of these guys that wrestled 10 or 11 times over a 3-day period. It's just kind of a weird thing. But I just felt like people's reaction to WrestleMania, let's just all take a deep breath. Let's let it settle. I thought it was an enjoyable show. There were definitely some shocks. When was the last time that the two main titles, the WWE title, the Universal title, when was the last time that neither title changed hands? Everybody was shocked that Brock re-signed. Then you got the story about Brock and Vince and all this. And so just people's reaction is just and people are passionate about wrestling. I totally get that, and that's awesome. And I say it all the time. If you don't like WWE, that is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There are so many other wrestling options, and there's about to be one more wrestling option as far as where you can watch wrestling, and I'm excited to announce that here in the coming weeks. So Ben says, I thought give it a C+. It was really boring to me. Only two matches that were good. And he liked Lesnar and Reigns. The reason I like Lesnar and Reigns is it's completely different than what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is doing kind of the choreographed spots and the high spots and things like that. And Lesnar and Reigns just go out there and hit each other. That's why I like Lesnar. Lesnar's completely different. Lesnar's an attraction. That's why WWE signed him. He's the biggest guy there. He is the most believable guy in wrestling. And if they can ever get to, and maybe this is the long-term plan, if they can get to Matt Riddle versus Brock Lesnar in the WWE, money, money, money. I mean, if I knew that that was a WrestleMania main event, I would make much more of an effort to go to WrestleMania than I ever had before. So anyway, that's just my thoughts on that. I think that would be absolutely huge. So let's move on. South Carolina Pro Wrestling, March 31st, Trans South Wrestling returned after a bit of a hiatus to Union, South Carolina. There were some guys had to withdraw due to some health issues. There were some licensing issues, but a crowd of about 200 there for what has been reported is a really good show. Also, some guys debuting for Trans South, getting some opportunities, which is always great. You had Carson Queen defeating Vinny Valentine with a sharpshooter. You had Austin Jordan defeating BB Naturally. Let me stop right there. I think, depending on how you work that, I think that could be a money feud. Both guys, very young in the business, but I think character-wise, you could do something there. And I think if they could get some, continue to improve in the ring and get some chemistry, I think that could be a really, really good feud. Carson Queen also defeated Boris Baranov. Then you had Trans South heavyweight title, originally scheduled to be Chase Brown and Jackson James. It was, however, Jeff Connelly coming in and defeating Chase Brown. This match had a lot of controversy. Chase Brown addressed that on the Trans South Facebook page, where his foot was on the ropes when the referee made the three count. Crowd was not happy with this decision, and Jeff Connelly is the new Trans South champion. And then in the main event, Deion Johnson and Dreams defeated Hunter Thompson and Joe Harrison to win the Trans South tag team titles. Again, Deion Johnson, huge in Union, and he and Dreams got the big win. Trans South will be back running in early June there in the Union area. So stay tuned right here, DoubleDropKick.com, and get there. And it'll be a good show. Then this past Friday night. Hey, before I move on to that, also March 31st, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling was in Darlington, South Carolina. Reached out to them for some results. Have not heard back, but they did make their South Carolina debut in 2018. Then this past Friday night, you had in Chester APW, a great show. Again, they were continuing with their tournament, the APW title tournament. Remember, they had three singles matches. Then on this card Friday night, three more singles matches, and then those three were definitely going in and having a triple threat match. Sorry, I'm getting some on the Facebook live feed here. Just got some morons commenting, doing some trolling. So Ben says, back to WrestleMania, likes that the champion holds the title for a long time, and Brock holding the title, defended pay-per-views. I agree with you, Ben. Some people like Brock, some don't. I've fallen into the camp that does like him. So Friday night in Chester, in a tournament match, tournament semifinals, Kid Riot with a huge win, defeated Brady Collins to get to the finals. Then you had a debuting Andre Gunn defeating the veteran Boomer Payne in what I've heard was just a tremendous debut for Andre Gunn. And anytime you can get a victory over a veteran like Boomer Payne, especially in a promotion like APW, that's a huge thing. James Johnson defeated the debuting Patrick Scott. You had in another tournament match, huge win, and maybe even after Jacoby Boykins' debut in APW against Mason Moore in this tournament, Darius Lockhart defeated Jacoby Boykins to move on in the APW tournament. You had two guys that, to my knowledge, have not competed in APW in over a year, but it was Brady Pierce defeating Brandon Paradise. And then the final tournament tournament, I cannot say that word, and now every time I say it, I hear Boomer Payne in my ear. Tournament, Zuka King defeated Rob Killjoy, former APW heavyweight champion. Zuka King moves on to that tournament final. So you got Kid Riot, Darius Lockhart, and Zuka King, who are going to be facing off April the 20th, the three-way match for the APW heavyweight title. That is going to be a great match. You got all three of those guys. It could easily be the biggest win of their career. As far as I know, this would be their first opportunity to be heavyweight champion in a promotion, especially in one of the more prominent promotions in South Carolina. So all three of those young men, an amazing opportunity that's right there in front of them. That is a show you're not going to want to miss. And then in the main event Friday night in Chester, High Profile defeated Malachi Matthews and Billy Brash, the Best Bubbas. Good match there. High Profile still chomping at the bit for their next title shot at the Gymnasty Boys. Like I said, Chester APW in Chester returns April the 20th, Friday night, where they will have the tournament finals. And then Saturday night, Far City, North Carolina, EWF, really great crowd. Right around 200, good crowd, great fundraiser for a good cause here in Far City. In the opening, we were supposed to get the Mid-Atlantic title tournament finals between Jamie Lee and Austin Bullock. Austin Bullock was nursing an injury, was not cleared for this match. EWF officials were going to allow this match to be postponed. Austin Bullock, though, wanted to wrestle. However, Jamie Lee pulled the nunchucks out of his back pocket and attacked Austin Bullock, attacked that injured leg. And so it's going to be interesting to see how Austin Bullock responds here in 2 weeks. Again, the Mid-Atlantic Tournament Finals. That's going to be a great match. So once the matches started, opening match, you had Oscar defeating Jesse Barton in what was a really solid match. If you remember back in late January, the Bunkhouse Brawl, Oscar and Jesse Barton, the first two participants, Oscar eliminated Jesse Barton. Jesse Barton had been chomping at the bit for a little bit of revenge and got a little bit. However, you know, Oscar got the win, but Oscar knew that Jesse Barton was in there with him, and it was a good match. You had the EWF tag team titles on the line. Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton defending against the Fallen Angels. These two teams have faced off a couple of times over the last several months. Fallen Angels continue to improve. Jackson Sane came out the other night, looked a little bit different than he has been. However, the story of this match is that midway through, Mike Madden came out. You remember 2 weeks ago, Mike Madden joined the Unbookables, attacked Eric Anton, his former tag team partner. Mike Madden came out, and Eric Anton chased him to the back, leaving Chris Hamrick all alone. Fallen Angels went into double team mode. However, it was the crafty veteran, Chris Hamrick, who was able to get the win just as Eric Anton was returning to the ring. And the tag team champions, to say that there is some miscommunication, to say that there is some tension there, would be a great understatement. The tension was so thick you could cut it with a knife. And so it'll be interesting to see April 20th what's going on between Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton. Would love to, you know, maybe they come out and make a statement. I don't know, but a lot of tension there, but they did retain the EWF tag team titles. Next, you had the Unbookables. Bryce Anthony in singles competition, but accompanied to the ring by not only Boomer Payne, but the newest member of the Unbookables, and her name is Bristol. A very beautiful young woman. Listen, you already know, man, the Unbookables. Adam Jackson, Cruiser Lewis, Mike Madden, Boomer Payne, and Bryce Anthony Sons of Steel. You know they've got the experience. They got the muscle. Now they've got the beauty in their corner. And to Bristol's credit, she did not insert herself physically into the match, but definitely a distraction as Bryce Anthony defeated Chase Loveless with that big, big lariat that may or may not have been aided by a chain in the elbow pad. But Bryce Anthony got the win. But who's going to stop? Who's going to stop the Unbookables? They just keep adding members. They keep adding wins. And it was a good win for Bryce Anthony. And then the Unbookables in tag team action. Mike Madden and Cruiser Lewis taking on the cocky little brats. Madden and Lewis had Jerry Leonard in the corner. Again, you now got a manager, Jerry Leonard. And then you got Bristol. They're putting together a dream team there. And Mike Madden and Cruiser Lewis, to my knowledge, first time they had worked together as a tag team, and you could not tell it. They showed great teamwork against a more experienced team, but it was Madden and Lewis getting the win over the cocky little brats. You had Derek Driver, who this new attitude, this new focus, with his new manager, Perry James. Derek Driver got a very, very impressive victory over TK Stark, one half of Bay. And Derek Driver, I'm telling you, I've said it many, many times, the sky's the limit for this young man. And you got somebody with Derek Driver and Perry James, you got the complete package. And so the sky's the limit for Derek Driver. It'll be interesting. I said it on commentary the other night. Derek Driver, the singles win streaks. He's got to be in line for EWF title shot or even that new Mid-Atlantic title. But he is setting himself apart absolutely as a singles competitor. And then in the main event, EWF heavyweight champion, BB Naturally, defeated Ben Wright to retain the EWF heavyweight title. To be honest, Ben Wright had a lot of control in this match. And BB Naturally, who doesn't have as much experience as some of the men he's been wrestling recently, but BB Naturally there at the end, Ben Wright went for his brainbuster style finisher. BB Naturally was able to roll him up in a small package and get the big win. And again, another successful title defense for BB Naturally. And, you know, again, BB Naturally is absolutely on a roll. EWF, they typically run Saturday nights, but they're going to be back Friday night April the 20th. Talk more about that in a second. So this weekend, Friday the 13th, PWX, their first show in South Carolina in a long time. They're coming to Rock Hill with Schoolhouse Rock. Here are the matches announced. A non-title match. So the innovative TV title not on the line, Tracer X and Darius Lockhart. That's going to be a tremendous, tremendous match. You've got Drew Adler taking on John Skyler, who was on Raw last night, taking on No Way Jose. And to my knowledge, this is the first time Drew Adler and John Skyler faced off in singles competition. That's going to be an exciting match. And John Skyler, is he going to need eyes in the back of his head? Is Corey Hollis, Country Jack, are they going to be in the building? Can Drew Adler pick up? Man, what would be the biggest win of his young career? Who knows? You're going to have women's competition as Camilla Kane takes on Savannah Evans. Savannah Evans, the 2017 Female Wrestler of the Year for the Carolinas Professional Wrestling Awards. Camilla Kane, as many people know, wrapping up her independent dates, and a lot of them taking place right here in South Carolina, as the word is she is heading down to Orlando and the Performance Center. For those of you that don't know, Camilla Kane, I think that's Braun Strowman's girlfriend. So it'll be interesting to see what the future holds for her. And then in the main event, the three men that were involved in that triple threat match for the PWX World Heavyweight title, it's Anthony Henry and James Drake, the workhorsemen, the lethal enforcers, whatever you want to call them. They're going to be taking on the new PWX World Heavyweight Champion, Ethan Case, and a mystery partner. Don't know who this person is. I plan on being there in Rock Hill Friday night. If you're there, come see me. Come chat me up. Would love to talk with you. Love to meet. Always love to meet listeners of the show. And then Saturday night, Columbia, South Carolina, North Springs Park. PCW presents Walk the Line. I'm telling you, PCW. Some huge announcements for them this week. You got Jamie Lee debuting in PCW, taking on Brady Collins. Again, both of these men, apart from each other, in different promotions, on a hot streak, definitely on a roll. And then you're going to have Eli Grizzlewood, who earned his shot at the Soda City Championship at the last PCW show. He gets it. He'll be taking on Kevin Ray for the Soda City Championship. Kevin Ray, 200 days plus as the Soda City Champion. Can he continue on that role? Of course, as always, he'll have Jack Bismarck in his corner. And that Jack Bismarck, many, many times, has been that edge, just that little edge that Kevin Ray has needed to defend his title. But the big news for PCW, Michael Judas, making his South Carolina debut this year, right there in PCW. And then Boomer Payne and Bryce Anthony, the Sons of Steel, making their way to Columbia. They'll be in tag team action. You don't want to miss it. Again, that's Saturday night, North Springs Park in Columbia, South Carolina, Palmetto Championship Wrestling. A great weekend of wrestling. But I'm going to tell you, next weekend, as big as this weekend is, all right, and if you can get to Rock Hill and Columbia, if you can get to both those shows, absolutely do it. I am trying to move heaven and earth to make it happen. Next weekend is even bigger here in the Carolinas. Friday night, April 20th, you're going to have EWF in Forest City. You're going to have Golden Corner making their 2018 debut at Walhalla Middle School. And you're going to have APW on Friday night. EWF and APW both with tournament finals matches. APW crowning a new heavyweight champion. EWF crowning a new Mid-Atlantic champion. Then, that's Friday night. You got three shows to choose from Friday night. Saturday night, you did have three shows to choose from. Brewery Championship Wrestling, that was going to be down in Charleston. That show has been postponed. However, Battle Zone Wrestling is going to be in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Huge show planned for that. And also, PWX Pure makes their debut at Hebron Hall in Charlotte. That is Saturday night, April 21st. I'll have the card rundown for you for both those shows next week on the show. And then Sunday, April 22nd, OSCW is going to be there in Hanahan and PWX, their main show. Two big shows for PWX, and then the Pure Show. PWX is going to be, I believe, in Gastonia Sunday afternoon. So lots and lots of wrestling. Remember, we talked about it in the earlier, the earlier show. If you live in the Carolinas, you don't watch and you don't like WWE, find an independent show to go to. There are tons of independent shows around here in the area that put on a great, family friendly action. That you're going to get a little bit of everything. I think all of the promotions around here. You go to the show, it's not five matches of the same thing. You're going to see a little bit of everything. You're going to see all shapes and sizes, and it's a really hot time here for pro wrestling in the Carolinas. You can go to DoubleDropKick.com. If you click on the events tab, you can see all the events that are going on. You can see that has actually been updated because some of the dates have changed, so that's an updated page now. You can also click on the results tab, and if there's a show that you missed, you can just click right on there and see the results. I'm going to have a lot more content coming out this week. I got some quarterly rankings, my top five for the first quarter. Top five tag teams, top five singles for the first quarter of 2018 for the promotions that we cover here. And then also, I mentioned it on Instagram, where, Double Dropkick Show on Instagram. I'm going to tell you, man, five reasons that Darius Lockhart is getting over right now. I'm excited to bring that to you. So every week, we're right here at South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Again, make sure you go to soscustomtees.com. You can click on the Double Dropkick link, a Double Dropkick Show link. It's where you can get all the official Double Dropkick Show merchandise. Support the show. Again, you can also do that, patreon.com/doubledropkick, where as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm going to record behind the scenes. So I'm going to be talking about, some of the networking that maybe happened at WrestleMania. I'm going to share a few more details about the new streaming service that's getting ready to launch. And we're also going to have some news on some possible roster shakeups, some injuries that have occurred, some different things that have happened, and how does that affect some of the promotions here in South Carolina. I'll have some more thoughts on WrestleMania as well. We had a really good conversation in our patrons group. If you become a patron, you get into that private patrons group, and it's a great place to have a good conversation about wrestling. Some of you are watching this live in our Facebook group, the wrestling you grew up with. We try to keep it civil. We try to keep the trolling to a bare minimum. We really just try to keep, if you don't have anything positive to say, this is not the group for you. We try to talk about what we like. Now, do we allow debate? Do we allow disagreement? Absolutely, but we try to disagree agreeably. So it's a great group to be a part of, 90,000 plus in there. Again, make sure you like SOS Custom Tees, their Facebook page, like our Facebook page, the Double Dropkick Show. And as soon as we get back, Mark Whitman and I will be back with our Ultimate Fantasy Wrestling Tournament as it keeps rolling on. But as always, for the Double Dropkick Show and the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, this is Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.